Junaid, Gurudev, Italy.
First of all, my heartly obeisances in the lotus feet of my Paramaradhyatam Guru Paspadma, Nitya Lila, Praveshwam Vishnupada, Sukta Sishma, Bhakti Prakyam, Teshwa Krishna. I am saying in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Nitya Lila, Praveshwam, Om Vishnupada, Sukta Sishma, Bhakti Vedanta Swami. My dear Sannyasi, Brahmachari, Vaishnav and Vaishnavila. Yesterday we told and discussed about the regions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna came in the form of Sachinandan Govinda. The speakers expressed very good regions, and after that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. Before this, Srimad Bhattacharya was only Vaishnava Acharya at that time. Srivas Pandit, his brothers and some devotees used to come to him, and Advaitacharya used to explain Gita and Bhakti Tattva. But other persons, they were joking to him, to Vaishnav, and it was very, very difficult for devotees to walk in Mayapur. Then Advaitacharya thought how to brings Krishna himself here in this world. And he discovered the way from soft Tulsi, Matra Chuluke Nava. Only one Tulsi with water, Ganga Jal. And if it is given to Krishna, this is the best aradhana to bring him. And then he began to do like that. Daily he used to do one tulsi leaf with Ganga Jal. He used to give to his Salak Ram Narayan. And thus after some days, he became very furious and told, if he is not coming, Krishna is not descending to this world, I will finish whole universe. And then a aerial voice came and told, very soon your Prabhu is descending to this world. Be dhairya dharana karo, be patient. And then Advaitacharya became sad. And after that, once, before, from today, about 500 years before, when there was eucalyptus, lonar, and in the evening, one sun was going to set at that time. In the Om from Sachi, Father, please. जगन्नाथपुरी और पुरंदर मिश्र when Eucalyptus was there all were going to take bath in Ganges and Hari Bol Hari Bol God Prema
Hari Bol Hari Bol
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the womb of Sachimedya hearing this Sita Thakurani wife of Advaita Acharya and Malini Devi wife of Srivas Pandit they took so many beautiful cloth for child, so many alankar, ornaments, and singing there, they came, and they saw, oh, how beautiful this child is. His very golden collar. So they named Gau. But Sati used, Sati had given birth about 7 children, but all died. So the ladies there, old ladies, they kept Nimai name because Nim is very bitter. So they kept name. After this, the father of Sachi Devi, Ninamba Chakravi, he came hearing the birth of that boy. And he saw that boy. Oh. I have seen Janma Kundali, astrology. What? And I have seen, oh, he must be a big Mahapurush. And he saw Sankha Chakra, Gada, Padma and so many auspicious marks in his hands and feet. And he decided that he must be any Bhagavat Tattva. And then he kept the name Vishwambhar. Oh, in future he will give praise to whole universe. And he will nourish and support. So the meaning of Vishwambhar, Vishwam Bharati Jaram, oh same thing. And then he told Jagannath and Sati Devi, oh, you should support him or very carefully in Bhavishya, in future, he will be a very great Mahapurusha. So thus, Sachimaya and Jagannath Mishra began to look after him very carefully. After this, in very boyhood, he began to show so many wonderful pastimes. Bhagavat Maharaj, can you tell something? What? Very childhood life. And the Pandit who used to take bath, he used to give on them. And from girls, he used to do so many jobs, chadkhan, all day.
Jaya Dharayaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tarabhaktaya Namo Namaha Nama Aum Vishnu Padaya Radhikaya Priyadatme Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Iti Namane. I first of all offer millions and millions of dandavat pranams unto the lotus feet of my beloved Gurudev, Paramahamsa, Parirajakacharya Astotara Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj. And the same again millions and millions of times unto the lotus feet of our beloved Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad, Paramahamsa Parirajakacharya Astotara Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. and all the Vaishnava Gan, and all the assembled Vaishnava and Vaishnavi devotees of the Lord. So, Srila Gurudev is discussing the very sweet pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his early years. We just heard his Balya Lila. So many pastimes. Nimai was such an attractive personality. But he was also just like Krishna, who was very naughty and cheeky. And this is a sign of extreme intelligence. And when he would go to take his bath in the Ganga, Srila Gurudev has just described how the Brahmanas would be very carefully bathing and offering various items to Mother Ganga. And Nimai, he would fill his mouth with Ganga jal, Ganga water, and he'd spray the Ganga water on the Brahmins, completely making them contaminated, spoiling their offering. And then he would steal their offerings. He would just create havoc amongst them. He had no regard for...
He used to give water on them.
Yes, I just said. Oh, why?
Why?
Because actually he was purifying them.
Why? In Kali Yuga.
Offerings to get...
He divoba. Ganga Durga Dasimur Mahesh Kinkar. That, oh, you should worship me. Why you are worshipping Durga Kali Ganga? Oh, see, Ganga, Tulsi and all are my servant, maid servant, and Mahesh is Kinkar. Oh, I will give you benediction. Why was it so? And forcibly he used to take their sandesh, kala and other things which they had brought to worship Ganges and Shankar. In this way, and if any girl used to run away from there, not giving their sandesh kala and other things, then he used to tell them, oh, hear me, if you are not worshipping me and not giving your sandesh kala, then a old husband you will have, and ugly, and seven co-eyes you will have. Then hearing this, she used to return back and to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way he used to. As naughty as Krishna. Then for Gandalila. Now he began to learn Vyakaran in the tone, in the school of Ganga Das Pandit. One day, he told his mother, Sachi Devi, mother, can you give me one thing? Why not one? What you want, I will give, surely give. If you can give me, then you should do Ekadasi Vrata. From today, you will have to do. Then, oh, this is good thing. No, I will follow Ekadasi. By trick, anyhow, he learns everyone, mother and father and everyone. And in the meantime, Vishwarup was studying in the school of Advaitacharya. And he became renounced. And he left the school and house without telling anyone. And became very nestor, cruel hearted, and left her mother, father, old, everyone, and he went anywhere else and took sannyas, and his name became Shankararanya. Then Father, mother were weeping bitterly. Then Mahaprabhu told them, Nimai Pandit, Nimai, why you are weeping? He has gone to do bhajan of Krishna and he has taken renounce order. So you are so fortunate that you kept him in your yom and you are his father. Oh, I want to tell you a dream. Today in morning time, I saw a dream. And in dream, Vishwarup Prabhu is calling me. Come on, Vishwambar, and follow me. Take sannyas. Come out from this dark well. I told, I cannot do. My father, mother are now old. I will go and I will marry and serve them. So I could not accept him. And then Vishwarup Prabhu went away. Vishwarup Prabhu went on. Hearing this, father mother began to get very worried. My first son, Vishwarup, he was studying in this school and he left me, others. So if Nimai will be Pandit, study more, then he may fly away, run away from house and he will take renounce order. Better not to give him his school, and they stopped. Then Mahaprabhu said, one day in the morning, he sat on the broken clay pot in which cooking for prasadam for Krishna was done. Understand? What I told you?
Hare Krishna. At that time, in India, they used to cook rice and sabji, especially rice, in clay pot. Nowadays, stainless steel and other things, but at that time only clay pot. After cooking once, after few days, they used to put one side, one place, and they thought that is unauspicious place. So at that time, no gas, only by wood and by cow dung patty. So it became very black. If you touch, your hand will be dirty, completely black. So baby Nimai, when they stop him not to go to school, then one day he sat on the top of the clay pot. There's so much pile of clay pot. After what happened? Now you listen from Gurudev.
And after that, again, how we?
Then Nimai sitting there, Sochimap calling him, dear Nimai, come back, this inauspicious place, contaminated place. And Nimai told, oh mother, you stop me, go to school. How I can know what is contaminated, what is auspicious, what is inauspicious? I have no knowledge. Then the villagers, they told, oh, our son, they don't like to go to school. We are forcing him to go to school. And your son is so much hankering for go to school, you are not sending him, we have to send him back again. Then Mother Sochi and Jagadam Mishra, they discuss each other and send him back again to school for reading. Then Mahaprabhu told, oh mother, you told that this inauspicious and contaminated place, in which pot is cooking for Bhagavan, how became inauspicious and how became contaminated? Mahaprabhu want to show the whole world what is used for Vishnu for cook, contaminated and never be inauspicious. And to show the whole world, so he sat there.
Oh, you are not allowing me to speak. Father left his body. After that, Mahaprabhu went to eastern Bengal and began to preach Bhagavatam. Oh, thousands and thousands of persons began to come in his council to hear Bhagavat Vyakha. At that time, a scholar, Tapan Mishra, he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told, "I don't know what is sadhana and sadhya. Please tell me." Mahaprabhu told him, "Nam Sankirtan is sadhana and sadhya both. By other means, what any man can have, only by Nam Sankirtan, oh, his all desires will fulfill. So you should chant and don't be here now. You should go to Varanasi and there wait for me, I will come. And after that, Lakshmi Devi, the first wife, she also left the body due to separation mode. Mahaprabhu returned back to there and then second marriage was done with Vishnupriya Devi. She was Premer Swaroop, amendment of Prem. After that, he began to teach in any parsala, his own parsala. Thousands and thousands of students used to join in his school. After some time, Epic Vijay came there, and how he defeated, Nemi Maharaj will explain. সরস্বতী কথাতে যখন আসলো দিগ্বিজয় পণ্ডিত মহাপ্রভু নিকটে, তো শিক্ষা দিয়েছিলেন আফটার দ্য চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু wanted to go to Puri, give pind of his father, Baya, and he met Ishwar Puripad, disciple of Madhavananda Puripad. And what became, how he took Diksha, Giri Maharaj will. Sarpan Karao Amar. What meaning? Oh, my Gurudev, unconditionally I have given me in your lotus feet, my body, mind, soul, everything. Now I am yours. Please, you should make me drink bhakti ras, Krishna bhakti ras. My life should be successful.
বলে তো So Ishwara Puripad said, Nimai Pandit said to Ishwara Puripad, now that I've seen your lotus feet, my life is, and I accepted them completely in my heart, only in this way can I get Krishna prema, can I get pure love of God. My journey to God, my journey life, my journey to Gaya is successful. So again, he's teaching us that when we accept Guru, we should accept Guru completely in our heart. Bhakti-aikayasham, Gurudeva Tatma. One should accept one's Guru as one's life and soul. Amito tomar, tumito amar, ki kajo aparadane. I'm yours and you are mine and nothing else is more important. There's nothing else in the world that has more value. Nothing else should stand to come between me and you like this. So many teachings are in this interchange between Ishvara Puripad and my Pandit. So after he received the mantra, he became ecstatic and he started to dance and cry and laugh and roll on the ground, and he underwent a complete transformation, and from being Nimai Pandit he became Babuk Nimai. He became Nimai who is full of Bab, who is full of Bhakti Ras. Then he went back to Ishvara Puripad and said, Gurudev, I don't know what mantra you gave me, but this mantra drives me mad. This mantra made me completely crazy. And Ishvara Puripad embraced him, and then Nimai went back to Navadvip, but that's a different pastime.
In Smartha Samaj, from ancient time, it is a rule regulation that each son should go to Gaya and give thing to his father, and father himself comes and takes that thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in Gaya, but when he met with Ishvara Puripad, then he declared that Pinda Sadhu Sangha is thousand and lakhs times more better than Pindadan. By Pindadan only one person can be not delivered. He will have any gati. Again he will have to come. But by Sadhu Sangha, Krishna will pray, will come, and very soon he will attend the service of Radha Krishna and Guru Vrindavan. So my life is successful, my Gaya Jatra is suffered, that I received Harinam and Diksha from Ishvara Puripad. After Diksha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became totally mad. Krishna, 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 Krishna. From Nimai Pandit, now he became Bhavuk Bhakta Nimai. He wanted to go Vrindavan. Krishna, Krishna, where you are? Krishna, 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 hey, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Rakhama. And when he began to go towards Vrindavan, then an aerial voice came. Oh, Nimai Pandit, now you should return back to Navadvip, Mayapur. So many sweet pastimes you will have to do. Also you will have to take sannyas and to go Jagannath Puri. And for that purpose you have come to this world. So please don't go to Vrindavan now. A time will come, at that time you will go there. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing this, he returned back. And when he returned back, now no Pandit Nimai, and students came to study Vyakaran with him. But he told, oh, I cannot now teach you. You can go to others. Then they went to his guru, Gangadas Pandit, and complained. Then Gangadas Pandit called Nimai Pandit, Bhakti Pandit, Bhakti Nimai, and told, why you have given up this Adhyapanacharya teaching grammar? Then he told, what can I do? When I see any letter of Vyakaran, I see that Krishna. All sutra, all vyakya, all letters becomes Krishna to me. I cannot more than this. I cannot teach them. So he told, oh my students, oh, give door in your books. What? Shut up your, close your books and tighten with any rope. And with me you can chant Harinam. But yeah, we don't know how to chant. Oh, very easy, very easy. Hari Hare Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Hare Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Jadavaya Madhuvaya Krishnavaya Nama Jadavaya Madhuvaya Krishnavaya Nama Gopala Govinda Rama Gopala Govinda Rama Madhusudana
Hari Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama
Do kirtan and dance and sing, Krishna will come in our Sankirtan Mandali. So the, all the students, they close their books and no need of any instrument. If they have no mridanga, no kartal, nothing, only Hari Hare Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Hari Hare Nama Krishna Jadavaya Nama Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama Jadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Nama.
Oh, all boys followed him and another Sankirtan began. All the students and all the villagers of Navadvip Vasi all began to follow Mahaprabhu and the students. Thus, Mahasankirtan Utsav became like today you went to city and very good Mahasankirtan. Nagasankirtan and book distribution, we can preach of our whole world. Swami Ji Bhaktivedanta Swami did so. And I am doing same thing. And we also try to join us and to help me. One thing I want to tell you, that very big gathering is here. To maintain it is very hard, difficult. So the devotees, though I have not paid and not registered their names, please, they must come forward and pay registration fee. Otherwise, how they can maintain? So my request is to pay the registration fee. And then, one day, he was in Advaita Bhavan. There Nityananda Prabhu came, and at once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakti Nivai, became Sarvabhut. In four hands, Sankh Chakra, Gada, Padma, and here, Dhanush and in one hand gun, baan, arrow, and in one hand bansi. Fourth thing, Narayan, and then Ram, and then Krishna. After some time, oh, Nityananda Prabhu said, Chaturbhujo Sankh Chakra Gadapadhuva. And after that, oh, Devi Imurgle Dhar Shyam Sundar he saw. And he fell flat on the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So many steep past times he did. After that, Vyas Puja. How he did? Oh, look.
Om Agyancha Niranjasya Jananjara
Mahaprabhu began Sankirtan in the house of Srivas Pandit. He used to close the door, and in the side Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Srivasacharya, so many Sanjay, Mukunda, Basu, Ghosh and all others used to sit there and dance and sing whole night. Now it went on as a daily routine. In the meantime, Muslim Qazi, the governor of that place, sent others, his police, go and stop that kirtan. Otherwise, I will take the house of Srivas Pandit and I will fell it to Ganges. And then the policemen went there and they were doing his Sankirtan. And then he was mana kar diya. He told them strictly that you should stop your kirtan, otherwise Kaji will come and punish you. Then returned back, Srivas Pandit and others became very nervous. What to do? Mahaprabhu told, oh, don't be worried, go on going, I will see that Kaji. When the policeman went to Kaji, then he was telling only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Are what became? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And where your muster can be? Oh, by Hare Krishna it was what? And Hare Krishna. Why you are telling? Hare Krishna. What you were telling? Questioning? Oh, Hare Krishna. Nothing else. Then he became very wondered. And again he came himself. And he broke the mridang of Srivas Pandit. And stopped the kirtan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard in the night, he called all his bhaks and he told that I will see that Shyamda Kaji, how he stops our kirtan. So he took some lakhs and thousands of persons having torch with torch, but not torch actually like that. In bottle, some kirasan oil is given and very flame coming. So in the night, after evening, in a group, thousands and thousands of devotees doing kirtan, so many mridangs, and he proceeded. And in the way, did kirtan, and in the end he went to Kaji house. Kaji closed his door. And Mahaprabhu Bhaksa began to root at the garden of Chand Kali Samadhi. Where is Kali Samadhi? Come on, we will see. Like Hanuman, Murari Gupta and others began to jump here and here. After that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent a messenger to Chand Kali. Oh, in relation to village, he is our mama, maternal uncle. I have come to meet him, and why he is hiding himself? He should come. And then he came as a fearful. Mahaprabhu told that you are my mama. Why you are closing door and here hiding yourself? He tells you, last night I saw that after when I returned back from breaking Mridanga, in the night I saw a lion, half man form. He appeared and he began to, if you, I am warning you, from today you should not stop my feet. And if you are not hearing, then and then he disappeared. He saw him, Mahaprabhu. Oh, the scratch was there. So I am now promising that myself or in my bulk dynasty, anyone will not stop kirtan. You can do kirtan as you like, everywhere, here, there, in the house. And then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, one question I want to ask you. We worship cows like mother. Cow gives milk like mother to all. No difference between Hindu, Muslim, Christian, Isai, anyone. Why you kill your mother? Then he told that in our Quran it has not been written. So from today I am giving a strict order, anyone cannot kill cows in his kingdom. And thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happily returned to his house. Now, one day, Mahaprabhu closing the door with his devotees, while doing kirtan. In the meantime, any smart, he took the stencil of Durga Puja, Kali Puja, reddish flower, alcohol, and other things, meat also, and he kept on the door of Srivasacharya. His name was Gopal Chapal. Next day in the morning, Srivas came out of the room and he saw all these things unauspicious. Then he called the neighborhood most important person. Oh, for me, I daily worship Kali, and that is why it is so. Then they began to talk. Oh, hi. Hello. Who has done this? And they began to file on that person. And this Gopal Chapal, after 2 days he became leprosy, and all, every hair, all insects were. After that, one day he was closing the door and doing kirtan. In the meantime, a Brahmin wanted to come there in the house and join kirtan. But door was not open. So he calls, "Oh, Nimai Pandit, you will have to give up your father, your mother and wife and everything, and you will be renounce order." Mahaprabhu became very happy, and that is why he very soon took sannyas and went to Puri. After that, before that, how he liberated Jagai Madhai Ashram Maharaji. Today we are giving rest to her katha. And also you are so much tired in Nagar Sankirtan. Tomorrow, very pathetic, Sannyasli of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Santipur, they are meeting Raghunath Das Goswami and giving him some teaching. And then he went to Jagannath Puri. And what become later on, we will discuss on this. Gau Premanande.
Hare Krishna, for the kind attention of devotees, as we have announced,